WP, Dylan Tabish.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Dylan. Bet.
Fishing licenses. Boy, we better get ours.
Yes, it's the new license year. So March 1st marked the beginning of the new hunting and fishing season, which means you can buy your licenses for 2024. You can start putting in for your hunting permits. Start just making plans for getting outside this year. It's and this weather sure makes it easy to start thinking about outdoor adventures.
Yeah, I wonder how many ice fishermen got caught without their licenses updated.
Well, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise, hopefully. March 1st isn't a new thing. And so, you know, this year was on a Friday. So it's tough when it's like a Sunday and our offices aren't open. You got to try to run around to one of our sporting goods stores and get a license on a Sunday to go out fishing early in the morning. So,
so you can do that online.
You can do it online, exactly. Yeah, you can have your app and use it just all on your phone. That's what I do.
I've got a conservation license on my phone because my wife and I went to a park. I went, oh, yeah, that's right. You need a license now. And I got to tell you, that is time in my life I'm never going to get back, that time I spent on the phone. It says, what's your ASI number? I'm going, what the heck is an ASI number? I'm going through all of these layers of stuff. And I thought, well, I guess I don't have one. I fill it out. They want my email address twice. And then they go, we can't find a number for you. After they told me that I filled it all out, and they said, oh, we already have one. And then when I went through it again, it says, you don't have one.
Oh, no.
I'm going, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. But I ended up getting it. And I don't know. I've got big clunky fingers on that little smartphone keyboard, so I may have punched something in wrong.
Well, I'm sorry you had that experience. If in the future you show up to our office or a sporting goods store, and they can hopefully make it quick and easy for you.
Either that, or you've got to hire a high school kid to be at each location to handle it for us old guys. You know?
Hey, that's okay. I mean, it is a change, no doubt. Yeah. This conservation license, you know, for hunters and anglers, it's kind of second thought. License. It's part of the license. Yeah, you already got your ALS number.
Which ALS. Is
ALS number. Yeah, that's the number that kind of, you know, is your identifier in the system. But yeah, for folks who don't have that number, it is a bit of a new learning curve for sure. And so hopefully it's going to be better next year, Robin. You don't have to get a license now for the whole year. You're
Must
good.
Must be based on your birth date plus then they assign a number to
it. It is. Because, yes, yeah. It's your birth date plus however many people are ahead of you. So I was pretty excited when my daughter was born. I made sure to get her one. So she's got the 12/31/21. Wow. So if you find folks who have the one, they're usually pretty proud of that. So it's hard. It's a hard number to get.
Do not delay. Don't be the last in your neighborhood.
Yes, that's right. But I'm glad you brought up the conservation license, Robin, because it is a new change. And we're trying to work with folks and make it as easy as we can. But now anytime you want to go to a fishing access site or other state lands, you do need to have that conservation license.
And I remembered because there's a little medallion on the sign that draws you. Draws your attention to it.
Yeah, it was created by the legislature, this new requirement a couple years ago, and it's really to help us maintain these sites because you probably haven't noticed there's a little bit more people using all of our sites across the state, which is a good thing. That's what they're there for. These public access sites are beloved by Montanans. And so we want to make sure that they're safe, the toilets are clean. You know, we don't want to have any of those issues. But prior to now, it was just the hunters and anglers who were buying their fishing and hunting licenses who are paying for the upkeep of these sites. But 50%, as we've seen here in the Flathead, 50% of the users at Old Steel Bridge or Summers Fishing Access site were just non-anglers. So they were there picnicking, you know, walking their dogs, which is great. But they have impacts on the sites as well. So
my
that's what this is.
Does this include parks?
State parks are excluded. Okay. So you don't need it for state parks because you pay for your, as a Montana resident, you pay for your state park entrance through your license plate. So it's $9 through your license plate.
Yeah. But I think about some of the trail areas, you know, I go hiking and I don't take my fishing license with me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's something I'm going to have to start doing.
Your conservation license. Yeah. Essentially, it'll show that you have a conservation license.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how I get mine, my fishing license. I better start carrying that license or better yet, put it on my phone.
Put it on your phone's easy. And this is something our wardens are working with folks. You know, we understand that it's a new requirement. So they're not going to be hiding behind trees trying to bust people. But we're just trying to make it just a simple way that folks can help pay for the impacts on these great public access sites. But it is a change. So once you buy your conservation license, for residents, it's $8. For seniors and kids, is it six? Is that right, Robin, I think? And
I think it might have been $4.
Maybe it was $4 for seniors and kids under 18. Mm-hmm. Then you're good for the year, for the license year. And so I hope next year, Robin, it's a simpler process for you, though.
Well, I just don't know how to download it and keep it on my phone. I've got the download with my email, and then... I can open it, but I'm not real good at this stuff.
I'll help you afterwards.
Okay.
Anybody who has issues, please call us or show up to our office, and we are happily showing people how to download the app, how to put it on their phone. Once you get the app downloaded, I mean, it's like any new app. It takes a little bit to kind of figure out, and then you get the...
I don't have the app.
I'll get you the app. We'll get you the app.
That's your problem.
Yeah, the app is the best way to do it. Yeah. And for me, the hardest part is always remembering my password. I got 75 different passwords on my phone. So luckily, you can save your password and you're good to go.
Okay, so we have a new license here now for fishing and hunting. Let's talk regulations.
Yes. Yeah, we are in the cycle now for every 2 years where fishing regulation changes are proposed. And so we are in the early stages of asking for public input on proposed fishing regulation changes. And, there's a few in the Flathead that I want to point out that are pretty significant or noteworthy. And the main one is it would be a proposed change to allow single hooks only on the Flathead. So right now you can only have a single pointed hook on the Three Forks of the Flathead above Columbia Falls Tea Kettle fishing access site. So up on the North Fork, Middle Fork, South Fork, you can only fish with a single pointed hook. So essentially, you can't use a treble hook. You can only use a single pointed hook. You can have a double hook that's, it's got two singles on it, like a Rapala, but you can only have a single pointed hook.
But in fly fishing, then, if you're a nymphing, you've probably got about half a dozen hooks.
Yep, and that's okay, as long as you got a single point.
As long as they're
single
point.
And so essentially, it's prohibiting treble hooks is the big impact, which on the Three Forks, a lot of fishermen, your fly fishermen aren't using treble hooks. But there were some fishermen up there who that was a big change for. That change is now being proposed for the entirety of the Flathead River, so all the way from the Three Forks down to the Flathead Lake. And that is a noticeable change. And really, why are we doing that? We're doing that because we've got sensitive trout species, West Slope cutthroat trout and bull trout, that we're really trying to reduce the impacts on those fish. And it common sense, a treble hook is going to take more time out of water getting that hook out of a fish versus a single pointed hook.
And do the damage,
And so there's been lots of surveys that show that, the longer those fish are out of water, the more you're really fiddling with them to get those hooks out, that's an impact. And when we see as much, increased pressure, like we're seeing more fishermen out on the water, that just increase and compounds the issues. And so we're just trying, we've seen our bull trout numbers are not looking great in the Flathead. And West Slope cutthroat trout are another very important native fish species. They're pretty sensitive. So we're trying to reduce our impact so that we're balancing opportunity with having a pretty special fishery. So that proposal, though, no doubt it's got some people a little bit upset. And so that's okay. We want to hear from folks. We want to hear, okay, what is it about that makes it, against what you want to do when you're fishing? Are there compromises? Opinions are good, but ideas are better. Yeah. So we would love to hear some ideas.
Okay.
I fish barbless.
Oh, there you go.
I file the barbs off my flies. Huh. And that's only because I don't want to beat these fish up because I catch and release.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So I don't want to beat these fish up. I want that fish to come out. Now, when you're fishing, you got to be a little quicker when you
It's a little trickier, barbless. Yeah, but there are some fishermen who are doing a little self-restraint and clipping those barbs.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Before I came to Montana, I never heard of snag fishing before. Is that controlled by the FWP, snag fishing?
Yeah, the only snagging you can do is up on the up by Eureka when they've got the salmon run up there.
Okay, and do they use treble hooks or is that single
They
hooks?
Use kind of big old... what size are they? They're large sized hooks that you're essentially pulling through. Hmm. And so this proposal wouldn't impact.
Seem like sport fishing fishery. As much.
It's a different type of sport. I mean, it's for those folks who like to go up to Eureka and do it. It sounds pretty fun.
You ever seen a salmon run?
I didn't know they had feet. A house fly?
In some of the places now up in Alaska, they see these salmon run, and you swear you could walk on the back of the fish across the water. You literally could do that.
Sounds like a smelt run.
It's just how many fish they get crammed in there, and I don't think... Putting a worm in there is going to get you a fish.
That's why you just snag for him, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah. Gosh, we just got a couple more minutes with you, Dylan. Fishing, we got the fishing license.
I just want to make sure they know about April 26th. That's the deadline to comment.
Okay.
So the process right now is through to April 26th. If you've got strong feelings on any of our proposals, there's over 60 mm-hmm. proposals statewide. Go online. You can read all the proposals one by one across the Western Fishing District, Central, Eastern Districts. And then there's a portal right there on the website where you can put your name, where you're from, and what your comments are. Mm-hmm. And so we try to make it as simple as possible because we don't want people getting hung up on commenting. We're going to then review after April 26th. We're going to review all those comments and potentially make changes accordingly. And then they're going to go before the Fish and Wildlife Commission in October. And so October is when the commission will make a final decision, yay or nay, on these proposals. So, and there will be a comment period before that commission meeting as well. So this is just what we call scoping. So if you have comments, comment now through April 26th, and then you'll see final proposals before the commission in October.
Okay. Quickly, any hunting license situations we need to know about?
No changes to hunting licenses. There's just the new license year. So the deadlines are important. April 1st is the first deadline. So if you want to put in for a special deer or elk permit, mm-hmm. April 1st is the deadline. So make sure you look in your reg booklet, look at all the different licenses. If there's any changes across the state on quotas or anything, now's the time to read up on it. And then April 1st is your first deadline. And then afterwards, moose, sheep, and goat deadline, May 1st, bee license deadline, June 1st. So it's time to start making your plans for hunting season.
Right. Always, thanks so much. A lot of information in a short period of time.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right.